Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, today we're going to do the first of what I hope will be a three-part series on a very fundamental teaching. I'm going to call it basic training. You might recognize it as a Sermon on the Mount. Let's get started. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him. The most famous, perhaps the most important sermon of all time. He saw multitudes and went up higher. We don't know how many, if any, of the multitudes followed, but we do know that his disciples drew near. It continues, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, well, of course, this is still and always has been the case. Multitudes may gather, multitudes to get the publicity. It's the disciples who will come unto him. And they are the ones who get the teaching. Their drawing near shows their desire to be close and to learn. Now, the disciples were probably a group larger than the 12. But the word means, disciple means learner, not simply the curious. The disciples were those dedicated to following the teaching. And this whole teaching was not focused on salvation, but upon godly conduct, attributes, and the promises of God. It continues, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, each of the Beatitudes begins with blessed. It is the word for happy. The R-A-R-E insertions behind the blessed are not in the original language. Blessed is an adjective with no tense. You could say it represents an eternal condition of its object. But who are the poor in spirit? They are revealed by a confession that they are sinful and rebellious and utterly without moral virtues adequate to be commended to God. Guzik puts it this way, the poor in spirit recognize that they have no spiritual assets. They know they are spiritually bankrupt. We might say that the ancient Greek word for the working poor and word for the truly poor are there, and Jesus used the word for the truly poor here. It indicates someone who must beg for whatever they have or get. So the poor in spirit have nothing of value to present to God. They are spiritual beggars, if you would. And what does God promise to them? The kingdom of heaven. Why does God reward the spiritually poor? Simply put, it's they who know where they stand with God. That is, they know they need His mercy. They know they need a Savior. They are like the man in Christ's parable when he said this. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. He said, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus said, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. All that's from Luke 18. The next beatitude is for those who sorrow. It says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." Now, this mourning is not that you're just bummed or having a bad trial, a bad day. This word is a grieving, a wailing sorrow, like from the death of a child or other loved one. Comforted is similar to the name Christ used for his Holy Spirit, the Comforter. It means to call to one side. You know, there is no quick fix for mourning. But God will call you to his side and walk with you. By his Spirit, he will soothe your pain, your grief, moment by moment, and give you hope. Both of you will share, at that point, a fellowship of suffering. Check out Philippians 3:10 for that. Now, the next one. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, people today just don't understand meekness or humility. To many of us, it's very scary because contemporary, let's say worldly thought, casts it in an extremely negative way. You see, humility is not just an act or a posture. It's a mindset, a whole way of thinking about God and about yourself. Living humbly, you consider others better than yourself. You're at peace with God, and heaven is delightful. That's because humility is based in selflessness. Likewise, or should I say contrarywise, pride is not just an act or posture, but an opposite mindset. And all of humanity walks in this manner naturally. Thus, when you seek a definition of the word humble, look it up. You'll find, quote, having a feeling of insignificance, inferiority, subservience, etc. Or, quote, low in rank, importance, status, quality, etc. And so as we think of humility via the filter of sin, we don't see it as God does. We see it only as a downer, literally. But the Bible tells us that God lifts up the humble. That's from Psalms 147, verse 6. To dwell with him in the high and holy place. That's Isaiah 57:15. There he beautifies them with salvation and revives their spirit. That's Psalms 149:4 and Isaiah 57:15. So in heaven, the truly humble are highly exalted and actually live in the Almighty's presence. Here on earth, contrary to what the dictionary says, it's not really positional. Moses, for example, who led millions and spoke face to face with God, was, quote, very humble, more than all men who are on the face of the earth. That's from Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. As you can see, these first three Beatitudes turn us on our heads. Their blessings run contrary to our own flesh expectation. But that's to be expected, no pun intended. For godly thinking is pure, whereas our own thinking, it's polluted with sin.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.